343 is changing the way they do things and making adjustments at the personal level. Finally, this has been announced. Word broke today that 343 is restructuring some of their top leadership and that Bonnie Ross, who's been the leader for that company and with MS for longer than 15 years, is retiring from the business completely. In her place, they're going to be splitting her prior duties to three other leads. I've had this video primed for a while, as well as some of my thoughts on this switch, and it's been sort of a long time coming, so here are some of the reasons why I think this is a good idea and some of the traps that Microsoft could still fall into. One thing I want to do is read Bonnie's going away Twitter that she did. She said, "While I'd hope to stay with Halo until we release the winter update, I'm letting you know I'm be leaving 343 and attending to a family medical issue. I'm incredibly proud of the work everyone at 343 Industries has done with Halo Infinite, the Master Chief Collection, the Halo television series, and so much more. It has been an honor to serve alongside the team for the last 15 years to be a part of the universe that I love." And she goes on to just congratulate everybody. I just want to point out that you can very clearly see in that writing that she was planning on leaving already and prior to the winter update. And the interior choice isn't exactly what happened. We'll probably never know. It'll be a little bit like when Shane left PlayStation. But I just wanted to point that out, that you can definitely tell in that language. And that's certainly been something that's been rumored around behind the scenes. First thing is first, though, with Bonnie Ross leaving, splitting that up into three different people, we're going to look at how that's actually working. Peter Hintz, Brian Kosky, and Elizabeth Van Wyk will take all of Bonnie's duties and split them. And I think this is a tremendous idea and something 343 internally has really sort of been churning around for a while, trying to figure out exactly how everything was going to come together and how to do this. This happens at other companies as well. When a business or a IP like this grows up so quickly that you end up giving a lot of duties to what you would consider to be a bottleneck, and that ends up falling apart. Now, this isn't the only issues with... First, let's remember, Bonnie was handling the games. She was also helping out with the TV show, the media projects, and this is just too much for one person. This is also something that we actually saw come to the forefront a bit with another title, Quantum Break, when they were having issues behind the scenes trying to get the video game prepped, as well as those TV shows, and how to deliver them. And before somebody jumps in and is like, "Quantum Break, man, that's not 343. What I'm talking about is when you get multiple property kind of situations like this, where you're mixing them all in and then multiple media as well. These are one of the problems that we see, whether it be an internal company like 343 or another developer like Remedy. There's a lot of difficulties when you're trying to do all of that, because just creating a game across, let's say, multiple generations can be difficult enough. And this is certainly something that we've seen replicated in any of these companies that try to split out and do more than just the game itself, which can be difficult all by itself. All of these multimedia project stages that go on need a tremendous number of people. There's just a bunch of guys and gals jumping off trampolines, trying to dunk it into perfection and figure out a way for them to get all these projects to hit. And it's almost impossible. Bonnie's biggest project so far was Master Chief Collection, which, despite them trying to roll all the titles into one overarching front end, it came out the other side in terrible shape. It also shows to you how difficult that kind of project can be to create, even with talent behind you. Something that I brought up when we started to talk about Ubisoft's Infinite and the ideas that they may have. Anytime you try to get multiple games into one front end, you have a lot of issues, especially if there's different engines and different timeframes. But make no mistake, Infinite launched with excellent scores. I enjoyed that game. It's currently their best scoring game, I believe. They've split the multiplayer away from the single player. That was a decision that they made prior for both versions of the game. They've also had a huge number of modes and options pushed back. And I think a lot of the different community members and even people who just follow the game or push the game on their YouTube channels and so forth have consistently met with a stymied approach to how all of this was going on. There was always a bit of a problem behind the scenes for how all of this was coming to fruition. Remember that Microsoft has stated that all Halo games would have split screen co-op and only recently stated they would not, which I think is a massive turning point as well, and probably something that internally caused a lot of frustration with all those different groups, especially as we saw examples of that actually working. Now, Microsoft has stated the following. After more than 28 years in gaming at Microsoft, including 15 years leading 343 Industries and Halo through its most ambitious steps forward, Bonnie Ross will be leaving Microsoft and spending more time with her family. We're thankful for her leadership at 343, during which the team launched Halo 4, Halo 5, Halo the Master Chief Collection, the Halo television series, and Halo Infinite. We wish her all the best. Head of production, Pierre, will become the studio head effective immediately. The 343 team is hard at work shipping the winter update, the biggest Halo Infinite update since launch. End quote. Why is this important? Well, I'm going to say retiring from the industry simply because we don't know where Bonnie's going after this. There's two points to this. One, you have a lot of different issues with Halo, and it's certainly not one person. A lot of people may look at this and be like, okay, everything's going to be fixed. That's not exactly how it goes. The internal underlying restructure actually also indicates that it wasn't just one person and that there were a lot of different teams that were needing more information from their leads, as well as from Bonnie, of course. But there's a lot more going on than just one person who's being replaced and that suddenly magically fixing everything. This is also something that we will continue to see. And you can say this right now. You can mark this spot in the video. I'm going to tell you right now, most likely Microsoft and 343 will start doing things to, I would say, roll back some of the badness, including most likely an alert that we will get co-op and it will go back. Whether that's something that they're already thinking about or a way in which for them to jump onto the zeitgeist of positivity, I don't know. But this is something that I would guarantee you that will happen. Businesses do this kind of stuff all the time when they make a big restructure to sort of get that confidence back from the gamers. Now, personally, I'm more interested in Microsoft and 343's restructuring plans below where Bonnie was. It's not a mystery how much one person has to do in everything. It's taken a lot of problems for 343 to sort of step up and say, okay, let's make these big changes, regardless of Bonnie retired of her own decision or otherwise. It's something that has needed to happen for a long time. Now, in many ways, Halo is like DC versus Marvel. Remember this. They want this extended world, but they want it with movies, TV shows, books, and all of this. And they can have it. But if you'll remember the diorama commercial, one of the first excellent parts of Halo lore, but also a bit of a PR snafu. They had this diorama commercial for Halo, and finding out that that wasn't actually in the game caused a lot of fans to see this disconnect already with the multiple ways in which you show your games versus what actually happens. Now, Microsoft stepped back a little bit from that. We saw things like Mad Mad World for Gears, which showed you a lot of the parts in the game and just sort of gave you more of an eclectic out of the way kind of feel for their commercials. But I think the diorama commercial is a good example of them doing something amazing in a slightly different environment, but at the same time, having a lot of fans go, what exactly is going on? And this is not the first time, nor probably the last time Microsoft will do this. It was already showing how difficult these situations can be. You need to build like Marvel has done if you're the DC. The one-offs and the many people will think that Halo has already done that. Notwithstanding, trying to get it all combined and then the next one not only not combining it but splitting it shows that they have a split focus. One, of course, towards the multiplayer service game, and then one towards your single player and your co-op. But then we started to see some of that desire to put that co-op, at least in the local, getting up and running on their systems. Something that I've pointed out multiple times is most likely due to some kind of save game bug that occasionally happens, and they decided they didn't have the resources for it. Now, Halo's a broad spectrum series of titles. It's got a number of very successful offshoots, which include Reach and ODST as well. Keep an eye on that, because I do not think you're going to see the last of those kind of things. The gaming chops are there for this, but it does feel like 343 rallied behind the idea of trying to do something different to get their own identity after Bungie left the franchise to Microsoft. And instead of looking at this holistic idea of putting things together, they sort of started trying throwing their own pieces in to cause everybody to feel like there was an identity shift. This is the new Halo 2.0 kind of situation. Well, it results in missteps like we got, which was, I feel, one of the larger IP missteps, which was Halo 5. It's not all been bad. Again, Infinite is a tremendous title, but we did see that they delayed it there for a while because of the graphics and, of course, Craig Face. So there's been issues behind the scenes all the time, and there's been so much difficulty getting all of this together. I think that this makes sense. It's something that a lot of us have been expecting, but didn't really know how it was going to come about. One of the initial ideas that a lot of people were coming up with was, hey, maybe we'll just have three other people and Bonnie, that kind of stuff. The idea that Bonnie's sort of leaving the entire industry and these three people will step in into the various roles for entertainment, for the games, for the other IP spreading stuff shows that Microsoft took a while to learn, and 343 did as well. But I think Quantum Break was a good hint that there might be an issue. And as somebody who follows the game industry, maybe you don't know that, but I've tracked these kind of things, and sort of you can tell that there's some snafus there. And I know that Quantum Break, by the way, isn't a 3-4-3 game. What I'm pointing out is that Microsoft has that issue where they want to spread into the larger spectrum and they want to get these other companies to do so with them. Because I can guarantee you right now, 343 isn't the only company that they would love to have this be done. Same with Gears. They would love to have these kind of spreads to movies, to TV shows, that kind of stuff. And I think that maybe internally as well, you might see people who saw the Halo TV show and thought, this wasn't handled well either. Like, why did we choose to go this way when we could have really, I would say, strengthened the overall IP. So anyway, these are a lot of different thoughts, but it's been something that's, yeah, it's been percolating for a while. So anyway, give it a thumbs up if you like it. Subscribe. We'll be doing more videos and news on this. We'll be covering it on the podcast. You should see some previews from me as well as reviews for a couple games coming up this week. Man, I hope you have an awesome week.